Zakter elgem ishte weite mesech des demai, perik beis, mishna dalid. Hanachtoinen, the bakers. These are bakers that bake bread from the tua of demai that they purchase from an ama oretz. Loichivu oisim chachamim, the chachamim did not obligate them, lahafrish, to separate from the bread that they are selling. Ella only, kedei trumas meiser v'chala. They have to give trumas meiser, in other words, they have to first separate meiser, which normally goes to the Levium, but in the case of Demai, they don't have to give it to the Levium. Same is true during a Meiser Onir. They have to separate it, but although normally it goes to the poor people, they don't have to give it. By Demai, you don't have to, because let the Levi or the Oni prove that he didn't get it. That the Trumas and Meisers weren't separated. Most Amaratzim did. This is just a precaution, Demai. So they have to separate Meiser, right? That they can keep. Trumas Meiser, that has to go to the Kayan. And chala. Now chala really has nothing to do with demai. Only the baker can separate chala. Because the chiyuv of chala only starts when you mix the water with the dough. So only the baker does that. Okay, so help me here for a moment. I'm telling them they have to separate the maisris, but they keep it. That's with every demai. Trumas maisir goes to the kayin. That's with every demai. That he has to separate chala, that has nothing to do with demai. Every baker has to. So what is it that they don't have to do? Why are you telling me there's a special halacha for bakers? And the answer is, they don't have to separate Meiser Sheni. Because that's the hardest thing to do. Trumas Meiser is a hundredth. It's very little. The Meisers themselves, they keep, as we explained. Because the Levi can't prove that no Meisers were taken yet. Chal has nothing to do with Demai, that you have to be Mafresh. The chiv only starts by the baker when he mixes the water with the dough. Meiser Sheni, that's hard. Meiser Sheni is a tenth after you take off the meisers. And you have to take it to your shalayim. Or redeem it and bring the money to your shalayim. That's a huge tircha. Normally when I buy tua from an ama aretz, if I'm going to follow the halachis of demai, the hardest part is Meiser Sheni. And the bakers were under a lot of pressure. Because the officers of the king would force them to sell at very, very low prices. They barely eked out a living. So Memela, the Chachamim, were lenient on them. They shouldn't have to separate Meiser Sheni, because that would be very complicated. As opposed to Zokta Mishnah Vayter, Hachenvonim, the shopkeepers, they sell Tfuah and Peiris in smaller amounts. We're not talking about the commercial bakers. Einar Shoyim Lim Karesa Demai, they're not allowed to sell Demai. But they have to separate all of the Meisers before they sell it, including Meiser Sheni. Yes, Meiser Sheni is very hard. It's a lot. It's 10% after you take off the Meisers, 10% of what's left, and you have to take it to your Shalayim. But we don't have so much Rachmanis on these shopkeepers because they make a lot of money. So Memela, the Chachamim said, separate Meiser Sheni. And we don't mind that people make money. We're not making it extra hard on them. But this is what every person who buys demai has to do, and they shouldn't be an exception. Another reason, says the Bat Tanur, we're being a little bit more machmer with the shopkeepers, is they would sell to little children. And we didn't want children to eat things where there's a chance that not all the maisers were taken off. Now the Mishnah will tell us a klal, and in the next Mishnah, the Mishnah is going to give us more details about it. But let's listen to the klal. Kol ha-meshpien b'mida gasa. Meshpia means when you're giving to someone else. Sometimes a mashpia means like a mashgiach, someone that teaches musar. You're supposed to learn from him. Midas taivais, yirashamayim, shiurim. In this case, it means those who sell a lot at once. Kol ha-mashpiyim, those that are giving over, b'mida gasa. Gasa is big, mida is a measurement. With a large measure. They sell large quantities at once. Rishoyin limkeres ha-demai. They are allowed to sell demai without taking off maestros. They didn't have to separate any maestros. The way it worked then is that these wholesalers that sell a lot made very little profit. And Memele Chazal said, you know what, let the buyer take off the maestros. Eloheinam mishpiyim b'mida gasa, who are those who sell with a large measure? And Memele were saying this tremendous kula that we're relying totally on the buyer to take off the maestros, they don't have to do anything. Now the Batura explains why they called mishpiyim b'mida gasa. These people that sell such huge amounts, they tend to add a little bit more. they're selling a certain amount, they really fill it up high, it overflows. So Mamela, with this type of a sale, Chazal said, let the buyer take care of it. And who are these Mashpiyan de Midagasa? Kigan, for example, Hasitainais, the wholesalers, Umaychritua, and the grain sellers. Sitainais are people that are official wholesalers. That's what they do for a living. They buy tua from the farmers and they sell it to the shops in large amounts. Moichrei tua are private balabatim that also do this from time to time, and they're also selling large amounts. So, chazing over our Mishnah, Perik Bey's Mishnah Dalit. The big bakers made very little money. So Chazal said, you know what? When you buy your grain from Amaratzim, we're going to make things easier for you. Trumas Meiser, that's not a lot. Challah is regardless. They have to separate challah. That has nothing to do with the halachas of Demai. Why, how do I know? Maybe the person that sold them the grain already separated challah. And the answer is they couldn't have. There's no chi of challah until the flour is mixed with the water. You can't separate challah beforehand. So challah is regardless. The baker always has to do that. What they don't have to do is ma'aser sheni, because that's the most difficult. They're not making a lot of money. They were under a lot of pressure. The government used to pressure them in a very harsh way, so Chazal were makel over here. Shopkeepers, however, they do make more money. They're not permitted to sell demai. They have to take off all of the maishas according to the instructions of demai, including maiser sheni. Then the Mishnah told us that those who sell in large measures, large quantities at one time, they can sell demai without taking off maisers. We rely on the buyer to do so. Again, because they're very generous. They don't make all that much money. And these are the wholesalers and even private sellers that also sometimes buy from the farms and sell it to the shopkeepers in large amounts at one time.